USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What I can say is it's a disgrace.
That's Vice President Mike Pence talking about the anonymous op-ed supposedly written by a Trump appointee and published last week by the New York Times. Pence goes on to tell CBS,
I think the author of the anonymous editorial and, frankly, the New York Times should be ashamed. But it seems to me to be just an obvious attempt to distract attention from this booming economy and President Trump's record of success.
And while the op-ed claims there have been discussions about removing President Trump from office, Pence says he's never been involved in any and hasn't heard of any taking place within the administration. Tropical storm Florence expected to become a hurricane later today and likely to hit the U.S. East Coast in about 5 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Steelworkers around the nation are preparing for a possible strike against U.S. Steel. Locals voting this past week to authorize a strike against the Pittsburgh-based steel company if a new contract can't be reached. A contract with around 16,000 United Steelworkers Union members ended on the 1st of September, and the union says workers should get a better offer, especially with steel profits surging after President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel imports. The strike authorization means the union will give a 48-hour notice before any work stoppage. Former President Barack Obama suddenly back in campaign mode, urging Democrats to get out and vote in the midterm elections, saying at a rally in California yesterday,
when we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A family-run daycare business in California is allegedly a front for human trafficking. We get more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Four members of a California family are facing 59 counts of human trafficking, rape, and labor abuse. Investigators say workers at the care centers were held against their will, not paid minimum wage, and physically and psychologically abused. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says the family targeted members of the Filipino community living in the U.S. illegally.
It was the workers who helped bring this case to light, and it is the workers who are the greatest victims of Rainbow Bright and its operations.
A raid of the Rainbow Bright Daycare Center Friday recovered 14 illegal assault-style weapons and a loaded gun found within easy reach of children. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Six-time U.S. Open women's tennis winner Serena Williams coming up short this year, losing to Naomi Osaka 6-2, 6-4. During the match, Williams receiving two violations, including on the second, the loss of a point, at which she ripped the umpire, calling him a thief. Williams did have a chance to make some big history, as a victory would have given Serena her 24th career Grand Slam singles title, tying her with the all-time record held by Australia's Margaret Court.